It's the Hump Day edition. I think it's still Hump Day. The happier happy hour edition version. And we're happy because we got a brand new guest. She is the returning champ. She is Milwaukee County Corporate Counsel, Margaret Maggie Dawn. Maggie, how you doing? So great to see you.
Good to see you guys as well. Pretty good. It's been a beautiful week here in Milwaukee, so trying to enjoy that.
Enjoying the glorious weather. I saw that Brostoff got him kind of shook up on Righty Whitey Talk Radio with talk of shouldn't have the airplanes on the lakefront. That's just too much for the locals. Do you have any opinions on that?
So let me just speak to a bigger point. I think Democrats would do well to not mind themselves with issues of small scope importance, right? That a lot of people will scoff at. I don't know if Brostoff is listening, but that would be one of them. Like, that's fine for like fireside chats or, you know, talking with your friends. But the vast majority of people, that's not what impacts the day-to-day quality of their lives. Of course, he's got to represent his constituents, some of whom live in an area where, you know, the Blue Angels might not be so fun. I personally love getting my bell rung as they, like, you know, give me a drive-by or a fly-by, like Tom Cruise style, right? Like, that's good fun, but, you know,
buzz the tower.
Right, buzz the tower. Super fun. And I've heard a lot of people articulate different opinions about the air and water show, specifically less about, oh, gee, I'm trying to take my afternoon nap and it wakes me up, but actually about the living things that don't have any choice about where they are or whether or not they put earplugs in, and that it can, in fact, be extremely disruptive to wildlife, as can fireworks displays. So a topic for another day, but like, don't say that stuff out loud, Jonathan Brostoff. Like, that's just not going to win you any friends nor influence a lot of people.
Well, Maggie, let's talk about something of some importance. The U.S. Senate race, the race to replace Ron Johnson, perhaps. But first, the Democrats have to pick a nominee. And we've seen a couple of front runners fall out, drop out this week. Tom Nelson apparently out of cash. Tom Nelson dropped out, endorsed Mandela. And then Alex Lazary, and I think both Dom and I were startled at the news that Alex Lazary dropped out of the race, just $12 million in. Do you have any opinions on the shaping up race between Mandela Barnes and Godlewski? Is it over, or has Godlewski suddenly got a fighting chance?
Yeah, that, I think everybody was like, say what? Alex Lazary isn't going to spend all of his dad's money to, you know, win himself a Senate seat. Let's just talk first about that. I'm disgusted by the fact that whether you're talking about Alex Lazary, Ron Johnson, Sarah Godlewski, or other local elected, former elected officials of great means, that apparently now the requirement to win elected office, it seems more and more, is that you're a millionaire. And if not that, of course, that you have a couple of key donor funders. I don't think that that helps particularly local politics much at all. And in fact, I think can quite tank the water, if you will. So I was happy to see Alex leave for that reason. He's not of here. He's not from here. He didn't even get his current job that he's supposedly on leave from. You know, without his dad having to buy the business more or less. I don't think that those things are what are appropriate qualifiers to be a senator from the state of Wisconsin. That said, I think, you know, given the importance of the Dobbs decision and Sarah Godlewski's commitment to bodily autonomy as a key component of civil rights and her prior commitment before the Dobbs decision and even before the Alito decision was leaked is going to help her. Gee whiz, I'm all for another female senator. Gee whiz, I'm all for a Black senator from Wisconsin. Alleluia, I'll take more of that. I have to say, you know, Sarah Godlewski, a woman of great means. What I think is really compelling in this moment is as we look at some of the folks that have won elections recently, locally and on a slightly bigger stage, for the first time, we've got a Black mayor of Milwaukee, we've got a Black county executive, we've got a Black sheriff, and we've got a Black chief of police, we've got a Black county board chairperson, we've got a Latino common council president. Holy crap, am I in Milwaukee? Like, is this Wisconsin? So, you know, continuing the succession of firsts and groundbreaking improvements that I hope speak to the broader trajectory, despite Trumpism of the moment and of the probably balance of the decade, that here in Wisconsin, we can elect people who are exactly like Mandela Barnes, that we can elect a guy like Mandela Barnes, who doesn't have a perfect financial past. I was impressed by Mandela's courage in sharing, and his mother's courage in sharing, that she had had an abortion, yeah. Right? Like that ad, I just went, yep, we, you know, abortion is not something that women should be ashamed of. Their stories should be heard. So there's a lot of things about Mandela's candidacy, who he is, and I think what he represents potentially for Wisconsin that I find really appealing. I always want to see women in positions of power. I have liked what Sarah has had to say about bodily autonomy and the dignity of healthcare for all and the importance of those things to our overall community wellness. So, you know, I look forward to some spirited debates. I think Wisconsin will be better served with either one of those candidates as opposed to the idiot, sycophant, unthinking man who is Ron Johnson.
You mean Dom's buddy? Maggie, I was a little miffed when Mandela Barnes, who is the lieutenant governor and would be an incumbent and could help add his dynamism to Tony Evers' campaign, let's say. I mean, did a lot of age averaging on the campaign trail last night. Right. A lot of jokes around that aspect that, you know, Mandela and Tony are different generations. But Mandela's also, you know, of a different race and of a different city and sort of a different culture than a guy like Tony Evers. And I think he was appealing. I think he did turn out the vote in different districts of the state. Well, I was very nervous for the governor's campaign when Mandela said, I'm running for U.S. Senate, and I'm not anointing him yet. I think Godlewski's still got a chance, but I think the momentum is with Mandela, and I think that he probably will be the nominee. Will he help turn out low-propensity midterm voters when Democrats don't often do that? But the Democrats haven't always had a compelling candidate like Mandela Barnes at the top of the ticket.
All I have to say on that point is, if you don't feel compelled to vote now, like, when exactly? Like, what's the big, like, the planet is on fire. Women's rights have been eroded. The prospect of, like, interracial marriage becoming potentially constitutionally infirm at a federal level looms large. You know, contraceptive access is at issue. Oh, yes. And a sitting president just on Monday, our former sitting president just on Monday, doubled down on people that tried to stage a coup, right? And said, these people should get pardons, lots of pardons. That's what I would do. I mean, what else do you need to get you motivated to vote? This has been a problem in the Democratic Party for what, the last 30 years? It's like, we're a big tent. And so, gosh, if you don't have the candidate that exactly matches all of your personal, like, big motivating issues on all fours all the time, then, oh, I'm going to keep my cheesy poofs and, like, go home and not vote. Just grow up. Like, these are the candidates. But to answer your question, I don't think, you know, Sarah versus Mandela is going to be the deciding swing. Do I think you probably pick up some suburban college educated women with Sarah? Yeah, because people are still subconsciously biased and don't work out their crap, right? I mean, like, that's basically what it is. More comfortable voting for that nice white lady with the glasses, you know? That's a sad reality, but yeah. I don't think that on margin wins or loses much I think either people find what has happened to be absolutely abhorrent in the extreme, they're going to get out and cast a vote for a Democratic Senate candidate to send the sycophant, idiot, and unthinking, Trump-loving dip blank, you know, Ron Johnson home, right? I beeped myself, Mike. I beeped myself.
Well done. Well, we're going to restrain Maggie.
So, Maggie, should we put you down for credentials to Trump in Waukesha next Friday?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I want Donald Trump to see my face at one point in time in his life and tell that rabid, knuckle-dragging, dippy crowd to, like, kick my butt. Bring it on. Anytime. Happy to go rile up the MAGA folk.
Well, the MAGA is coming, not just for in Wisconsin for next week for Tim Michaels, but apparently Trump is also coming to Wisconsin at the end of August for his, you know, America's Grift Tour, where you can, you know, go and, you know, watch it on TV for $9. But if you want to get the real deal, it's going to cost you almost $4,000. Maggie, and we've seen some news. Maybe we'll get into some of the breaking headlines of the last couple of days, and certainly since we've spoke. Overall, are you concerned? I am concerned. Are you concerned? Should I be concerned, in your opinion, that the lack of prosecution for the planners, not just those that executed the, you know, the coup on the ground, as it stands right now, emboldens these Republicans? And so Donald Trump comes out, Marjorie Taylor Greene says her things, Steve Bannon says his things, because there haven't been really much accountability yet.
Yeah, I'm concerned about it. You know, laws have to be enforced to have meaning. Otherwise, they're just words written in a book that no one reads or pays any attention to. Clearly, the president hasn't read the Constitution, and if he has, he doesn't understand a word of it. Yeah, it matters. Now, we saw the feds ask for the longest sentence we've seen in any of the criminal convictions related to the January 6th. They asked for 15 years. We know that what's the VP Pence's chief of staff?
Jacobs just, and was the attorney.
Mark Short just testified to a grand jury. Yeah, that's interesting. We should talk more about that.
I think we will talk more about that.
You know what I want to talk about, Maggie, as we go to break and we bring it back on the other side?
Okay.
RNC MKE 2024.
Oh, no.
Thumbs up or thumbs down, sister? Are you happy? Are you pissed?
Anything that brings jobs and money into Milwaukee, I'm a fan of. And let's shout him down.
Don would accuse you and the city of Milwaukee of cashing fascistic checks.
War profiteering.
I cash all the checks, and so does Don. Don't let him kid you. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. More Maggie Dawn, Milwaukee County Corporate Counsel. Our friend.